A bird of prey soaring majestically, giraffe and cheetah on the African plains, shoals of multicoloured fish darting through coral, a dolphin leaping out of the ocean. BBC, Natural World.
A 3-ton hippo at 30 kilometres an hour. The most dangerous animal in Africa. Hippos are full of surprises. Hippos spend most of their lives in water, but they can't actually swim.
Underwater, a hippo bounds along a riverbed. Others splash through the shallows.
Behind that cuddly exterior lurks a mean streak. Hippo bulls are violently territorial, armed with foot-long tusks.
With their mouths gaping wide, two hippos grapple.
For a hippo bull, success is measured in real estate.
Saliva dribbles from their massive mouths.
Life is a beach, but keeping it that way is no picnic.
Hippo Beach, narrated by Stephen Fry. Eyes, ears and a snout appear at the water's surface, one of many hippos basking in the sunshine.
Hippopotamus means river horse. The river is the one place hippos feel secure and confident. Although they breathe air, they look far more relaxed underwater and can hold their breath for up to 6 minutes at a time. Their feet have nails, not hooves, and are partly webbed.
A hippo lunging through the water.
Because they can't swim, hippos don't like being out of their depth. They prefer to keep their feet firmly on the bottom.
Finding its perch submerging, a heron-like bird flies over to another hippo's back. A hippo dips its head underwater.
But being a non-swimmer isn't the disadvantage it seems. Hippos are virtually weightless underwater. It's easier to use a kind of spacewalk than to swim against the current.
Hippos bounce along the riverbed. Others gallop over land.
The big shock is how fast these beach boys move on land. They're not distance runners, but they can cut quite a dash in the 100 metres.
One runs into the river. Another, standing on the riverbed, sinks its head.
As a hippo submerges, special valves automatically seal its ears and nostrils, but that doesn't stop it hearing or communicating underwater. Those buzzy, clicky sounds are made inside the hippo's closed-off airways. They sound a lot like the clicks produced by dolphins, and that's no coincidence. Recent research shows hippos are related to dolphins and whales and share a common ancestor.
Hippos exhaling, ears flapping as they do so. A writhing hippo makes an unsteady perch for the heron-like bird, so it tries another one. A hippo underwater, pursued by a shoal of fish.
Unlike their dolphin relatives, hippos don't eat fish. In fact, it's more the other way around. Even the very young are mobbed by dung feeders.
A feeding frenzy develops as fish gorge themselves on a cloud of feces billowing out from the hippo's rear. Another fish sucks at the hippo's neck.
Other scroungers hoover up dead skin cells from the hippo's hide or pick food from its fearsome teeth.
One stands patiently with its jaws open, allowing fish to pick over its mouth. Two nostrils emerge and flare open. A brown eye blinks in the sun. Now an aerial view of the river.
Hippos live in many parts of Africa. This is one of their most popular stamping grounds, the Luangwa River in Zambia. Meandering waterways and sandy beaches provide an ideal home for several hundred hippo groups, or pods.
Slow motion footage of a galloping hippo.
This is the Beachmaster, a 3-ton bull in his prime. He's ruled his stretch of beach and river for several years. His empire may be just a few hundred meters, but he's master of all he surveys. Right now, his pod includes around 40 other hippos, all of whom must dance to his tune.
He's lowered his snout into the water.
Females are always welcome, but so are other males, provided they know their place. The beachmaster is an absolute dictator, and an early morning show of saber rattling helps preserve the status quo.
He rises with his mouth stretched wide, displaying his tusks. A close view of its pink, fleshy mouth.
But the latest tenant has the cheek to answer back. He hasn't yet learned the house rules, and the boss will have to bring him down a peg or two.
He wallows over to the newcomer. The pair stand facing each other. Then he drives forward, forcing the other hippo to back away hurriedly. Now, with mouths agape, each tries to overpower the other with blows from powerful jaws. The skirmish is short-lived, however, and the beachmaster chases the young pretender out of the water.
Job done. The beachmaster has made his point. It's the end of the rainy season, and the river is running high. Several females on Hippo Beach have given birth.
A hippo begins to submerge and rolls over, bringing its legs into the air. As it does so, a small hippo face is pushed under.
Luckily, the baby's quite at home underwater.
The baby reappears next to its mother. A male hippo looks on.
It's normal for a dad to be curious about his offspring, but stepping on a new mother's toes is foolhardy.
The male rises out of the water as it draws closer to the mother and baby.
Females are fearless in defending their young. The beachmaster may lord it over the boys, but not her.
The mother charges towards the beachmaster, churning up a wake of brown surf. As he backs down, she calms once more, flicking her tail from side to side.
There has to be room in this river for bulls and for babies.
A baby hippo has slipped off its mother's back. An aerial view of the river and flooded lowland surrounded by forest.
At this time of year, there should be plenty of space for everyone. The Luangwa floodplain is awash from the rains, creating peaceful lagoons. The hippos spread out wherever there is water deep enough to cover them. Females in particular prefer these tranquil backwaters to life in the river's fast lane.
A hippo head breaks through the lagoon's carpet of floating vegetation.
Because there's no current, it's a safer playground for the babies, and easier to keep an eye on them.
A rippled, ominous shape steals through the water.
Though the lagoon is full of crocodiles, they tend to give hippos a wide berth. The babies may look tempting, but the crocs don't want to tangle with their formidable mothers. As usual, the biggest danger comes from sparring males. They don't attack babies deliberately, but the youngsters can get caught in the crossfire.
A mighty hippo cuts a pathway through the carpet of green as it chases after another.
Boundary dispute like this may last for a couple of days. This mother and baby are caught between predatory crocs on the bank and belligerent bulls in the water.
The mother is dotted with green leafy plants all over her head.
but the infant is just a few hours old and still too weak to walk.
It collapses down onto the bank as other hippos throw water and weeds into the air with great upward scoops of their open mouths.
Out of water, the baby could easily overheat. And it attracts too much attention.
A lioness stalks through the grass. A crocodile rests in the sun close by.
So far, no one wants to mess with mother, but she's not invincible.
There are now two lionesses sniffing the breeze. Mother hippo gently nudges her baby.
All she can do is wait until the baby is mobile.
At last, in its mother's shadow, the baby rises and takes a faltering step forward. Two adults wrestle nearby.
A few hours later, the youngster is able to walk and can be shepherded to a quieter spot.
A baboon appears on the scene.
After the rains, the grass is lush. It's a time of plenty for all of Luangwa's inhabitants, including the baboons. While there's grass in the swamp, the hippos can eat all day without overheating.
With a youngster on its back, the baboon chews at the grass. In another group, a youngster clings to a small plant stem.
A hippo plucks vegetation with enormous muscular lips and grinds it with cow-like teeth. It also digests its food like a cow in a four-chambered stomach where grass is fermented gradually to extract the maximum nutrition. It can put away 50 kilos of fodder at a sitting. But this bean feast doesn't last long. Within weeks of the last drop of rain, some lagoons are already drying out.
Time-lapse photography has shown this happen. A pair of hippo nostrils flare. A baboon jumps and skips over the thick mud. It hunches, then leaps again over a shrinking rivulet.
By now, most of the hippos are long gone back to the main river. Only the ruling bulls remain.
Storks wading slowly through the shallow pools, dragging their open bills through the water.
For the yellow-billed storks, however, less water means more food as they dredge the slime for trapped fish. Mud may be glorious, but it's no substitute for water. For a bull, territory is next to life itself and hard to give up, even when it has turned to porridge. But as the dry season bites, the only alternative is to leave or be baked alive. The exit begins.
A small antelope watches hippos lumber through the drying mud.
In the withered grasslands, flocks of quelea are also on the move. Over the next few weeks, their numbers will swell to plague proportions as the dry season tightens its grip.
The sky is filled with a dense flock of these small birds as they dive and whirl around the trees. Caked with wet mud, a hippo trudges on in search of a new river. The flock of quelea fades into an aerial view of the Luangwa's most dry and dusty riverbed.
By now, the Luangwa River has shrunk to a shallow channel among the white sands of Hippo Beach. As more and more bulls are forced back to the river, each new arrival is checked out by the beachmaster. He knows that first impressions are everything, and he's got to make his count. Some of the incomers are powerful specimens, used to running their own show. Each one must be face down from the start. But this male seems unfazed. Perhaps he fancies his chances against the boss.
The beachmaster eyes up the newcomer and snorts.
The two bulls square up in a ritual confrontation, both spinning their tails to shower each other with water and dung.
The hippos stand face to face.
But if the challenger doesn't back down, the beachmaster will have to put his money where his mouth is.
Suddenly, they lunge at each other. With mouths open wide, each tries to gain a height advantage to subdue the other.
It seems the boss may have met his match, but the new guy celebrates too soon.
Suddenly, the beachmaster torpedoes forward. Round two begins. One hippo has red bloody marks inside its pink fleshy mouth.
The stab wounds inflicted during these clashes don't normally result in death, but if enough blood is shed, it's always a possibility. This time, order is restored. The newcomer retreats. Females don't have the same obsession with social standing. Their priority is to run the nursery.
Eyes closed, young hippos bask in the sunshine, resting their heads on each other. Two youngsters follow their mother out into the river.
This stretch of river is ideal for babies, with water deep enough to offer shelter and a gently sloping, family-friendly beach. In parts of Africa and ancient Greece, hippo goddesses were thought to help protect human babies and pregnant women.
A hippo moonwalks underwater along the riverbed, followed by a shoal of fish. Supported by the water, a youngster stands on its hind legs so that its eyes and nostrils are above the surface. A pod of young hippos tussle playfully together, practicing for adulthood.
Young hippos have a longer childhood than most mammals. It's 6 or 7 years before they reach sexual maturity, and this turns into this.
An adult's eyes roll back as its enormous jaws open, then snap shut. Hippos rest in the river, looking placid and relaxed.
Even as adults, hippos have plenty of leisure time.
An eye blinks.
Every few days, they haul out of the water and into the sun. The warmth helps speed up their digestion. But they usually wait for the big boss to make the first move.
He heaves himself out of the water and heads for the beach.
Fresh from his recent triumph, the veteran's street cred is intact. If he's lucky, he could stay in power for a decade or more. He's an impressive sight, and he knows it. A As soon as the boss has shown the way, the rest of the hippos set off up the beach. The bulls in a strict pecking order according to size and rank. Once ashore, there are other customs to observe.
A hippo flicks his tail rapidly, sending dung in all directions.
Muck spreading is the hippo equivalent of presenting your business card. Bulls recognize each other mostly by smell and pick up subtle signals about each other's place in the hierarchy. Hippos are sticklers for etiquette. And it isn't until the beachmaster has parked his chin that everyone else seems able to fully relax.
One hippo sinks down into the sand.
Once the sunbathers are settled, they attract various hangers-on. Red-billed oxpeckers dine on skin parasites.
The little green and yellow birds have gathered on a hippo's back.
And other beachcombers home in too. Baboons.
The hippos bask in the sun, barely moving as the baboons scamper about in the background.
They've come to collect a few of the hippo's business cards.
A baboon stands over a pile of dried dung. It picks something out and sniffs it.
Hippo and elephant dung is a treasure trove of seeds and insects, always worth a rummage.
Another sifts through its pile, picking out and eating the occasional treat.
Guinea fowl come to the beach to sandbathe and squabble. But their rowdy behaviour can cause trouble. Hippos aren't as brave as they look.
A guinea fowl races across the beach towards the hippos. One rises from the sand, alarmed. They stampede towards the safety of the river. Even a crocodile's forced to move to avoid the onslaught.
Back in their element, the panic subsides. The hippos feel safe again. But Hippo Beach doesn't just belong to the hippos. Carmine bee-eaters fly in from further south to breed. And elephants come to drink and bathe.
The vivid red bee-eater birds have small black and green heads. They swirl in the air around the high riverbank.
The bee-eaters lay their eggs in holes in the riverbanks. High-rise nests are packed tightly together in a commune used for generations. The hippos don't bother the birds.
A yellowy-green lizard.
But other locals do. The monitor lizard is an expert climber and isn't put off by being outnumbered.
With beaks open, birds peer out from their nest holes as the monitor lizard picks its way up the crumbly riverbank. He peers from nest to nest, his long, thin tongue tasting the air.
He's got a nose for which holes contain eggs or chicks, and there's little the frantic parents can do to stop him.
Unperturbed by the birds pecking and dive-bombing him, the lizard digs away at the soft soil, climbing steadily further into the nest holes. He climbs higher to try a rocky crevice.
Further down the beach, an African fish eagle spots the commotion caused by the lizard's attack.
The lizard slides down the dusty bank. The eagle lifts into the air.
It's too good a chance to miss.
The eagle's white head and neck stand out against the powerful dark wings that take it quickly over the bird's colony. Flying straight through the flock of brightly coloured birds, the eagle snatches one in its talons.
It seems the fish eagle doesn't live on fish alone. Safety in numbers has its limits.
It catches another bee-eater and flies off with its prize gripped firmly beneath it.
That's one more vacancy at Bee-Eater Towers.
The late afternoon sun shines over the flock of birds, arcing and wheeling above a peaceful river.
The head of Hippo Beach is feeling under pressure too. On the run from a fight upstream, this bull is still testosterone charged. Again, the beachmaster is forced to rise to the challenge.
New arrival slows with saliva hanging from its mouth. It seems to smell the ground.
Maybe this chap's bitten off more than he can chew.
The beachmaster surges towards him.
When it comes to the crunch, he's all talk and no trousers.
The beachmaster thrashes about, his jaws open wide. On the beach, the other hippo moves off.
For a lone bull, finding a home isn't easy.
The beachmaster submerges. Now a tranquil, flat surface on the river.
In the dry season, food can be hard to find too. But now the sausage trees are flowering. Birds aren't the only nectar drinkers. Baboons have a sweet tooth too.
They pick red flowers that grow on long, dangling stems.
The sausage tree is one of the most common along the Luangwa River and one of the most popular. The flowers develop into tasty fruit. Enjoyed by anyone who can reach them.
Including a giraffe.
By now, last year's sausages have become giant salami, 2 feet long and 10 pounds in weight.
Large, pale brown sausage shapes hang down from the tree.
These monsters are too much of a mouthful for a giraffe. But the night is young.
The sun begins to set below a distant mountain range. In the golden twilight, giraffe drink from the river. The still water is bathed in a pink-orange dusk. Night arrives with a close view of the moon's mottled grey surface as it moves across the black sky.
Night on Hippo Beach, and there's a rush of activity. Well, a sluggish ramble, anyway. Most of the herd is heading away from the beach to seek out food.
Trudging up the beach, the herd is captured as grainy black and white images recorded on an infrared camera.
And tonight's special is sausages.
They hang from the tree in front of the moon.
This is the gastronomic highlight of a hippo's year. A moment to be savoured, not rushed.
A sausage falls to the ground.
As the sausages tumble from the trees, the hippos sniff them out one by one.
A hippo finds a sausage under the large tree and begins to eat.
The relationship between the sausage tree and hippo isn't all one way. First, the sausage feeds the hippo, and in return, the hippo distributes its seeds.
He defecates.
But hippos can't live on sausages alone. They need bangers and grass. Well-worn trails, flattened by generations of hippo feet, lead to the traditional grazing areas. As drought kicks in, reaching the remaining grass may mean a 10-kilometre round trip over dangerous ground.
A lion calls.
Most of the hippos make it safely back to Hippo Beach, but every so often there's bound to be a casualty.
Hippos wade back into the river.
A dead hippo in the river attracts a crowd of mourners. And the resident crocs.
The crocodile's eyes peer out above the surface.
The hippos sniff and lick the carcass in what seems to be a kind of last rites.
A membrane flicks across the crocodile's eye as it watches the hippos.
The crocs have a different agenda.
A hippo seems to yawn.
And here's another opportunist, the hyena.
It walks along the bank, sniffing the ground and looking around cautiously.
But the hippos seem keen to chase it away.
Eventually, the hyena pads away.
As the scavengers gather, however, there's nothing the hippos can do.
Crocodiles home in on the feast. The river is thick with large, scaly bodies. A scuffle breaks out amongst the crocodiles. One raises its head so it can chew more easily, while nearby another rolls and thrashes about in the water. Night turns into day.
Next morning, the feast continues. But this grisly spectacle serves an important purpose. The crocs help keep the river clean and healthy for all its inhabitants. By tidying up the dead, they protect the living, including the beachmaster. Once again, he leads the way out of the water and the social shuffle begins.
One plods to the bank, then in speeded up footage, the rest of the herd come to join him, one by one, until the riverside is teeming with hippos. The hippos lie sprawled out, basking in the sun.
Sunbathing may aid digestion, but there is a catch. Hippos have surprisingly sensitive skin. But they have evolved a special form of sun protection. Modified sweat glands around the face and other burn points produce a thick pink substance like nail varnish. Gradually, the beach bums turn bright pink, but it isn't sunburn. It's sunscreen. By the end of the day, they're done to a turn. Time to follow the beachmaster back to the river.
He ambles back towards the cool water, sniffing the ground as he goes. The air is thick with a flurry of birds.
In the cool of the evening, Quelea come by to drink, each bird hopping politely forward to take its turn.
Nearby, the hippos watch, partially submerged.
Buffalo head for the water too. After a day in temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius or more, they're parched. But there's a welcome committee.
A crocodile slithers into the water.
Round here, the price of a drink can be high.
The crocodile glides towards the buffalo.
It's best to swig and run. Danger is often hard to see, so no one can afford to drop their guard.
Two monkeys and a gazelle stoop to sip at the water. Now a giraffe is coming to drink.
But thirst can be a killer too, so it's a calculated risk.
The giraffe has to spread its legs wide so it's able to reach down to the water.
With crocodiles on the prowl, everyone's on edge. Only the hippos can afford to relax.
They lie immersed in the river, calmly snorting and flicking their ears. Nearby, Quelea birds flit up and down, sipping from the river. A crocodile rears up out of the water, mouth agape, and the birds swiftly dart out of its path. The giraffe raises its head.
You need to have eyes in the back of your head. Lions hang out at the beach club too.
Two lions pad softly towards the river.
This seems a dicey moment for the beachmaster to leave the safety of the water. But another disturbance has caught his eye.
A flock of vultures pecking at the ground and preening themselves. A lion scampers along, sending vultures soaring up into the air. One vulture draws itself up to its full height, spreading out its enormous wings, but still the beachmaster continues on its path.
The beachmaster's goal, a dead buffalo.
But lions and vultures are also vying for the corpse. Something scares the lion away, and the beachmaster is left to chomp at the buffalo in peace, watched only by a couple of vultures.
Hippos rarely eat meat, but every so often they're tempted to steal from the lion's larder.
Stealthily, a crocodile lifts its nose out of the water. The lion is still padding around near the carcass, licking its lips in anticipation.
Territorial bulls can be kept so busy warding off contenders to their throne that they don't have time to forage properly at night. Maybe simple hunger drove the beachmaster to brave the lions.
Now he returns to the water. Sunset. A lion sprawls on a gnarled fallen tree, a silhouette of a yawning hippo on a crimson and gold river.
The boss is safely back in the bosom of his pod. But as the sun goes down on Hippo Beach, his neighbours get restless. Something is spooking them.
Night falls over the herd.
Hyenas are back, drawn by the smell of carrion. another dead hippo.
A pack of them mill around the carcass. Two hippos lumber out of the water.
Once again, the hippos appear to be trying to ward them off. They don't seem to want to let the body go. The carcass has become a bone of contention. But why the hippos are so flustered is a mystery.
A standoff between hippos and hyenas, then the hyenas chase the hippos back towards the river. Now the hippos are tentatively advancing again. The whole herd moves slowly towards the pack of hyenas. The standoff resumes. Then the hyenas gather their forces once more to drive the hippos back.
After several hours of this peculiar standoff, the hippos concede and are driven back into the water. The hyenas have the last laugh.
They devour the dead hippo in peace. Next morning, the sun rises, bathing the river in a pale golden glow. Fluttering birds shimmer above it, a flurry of beating wings. One hippo yawns sluggishly.
By October, the height of the dry season, Hippo Beach looks more like a can of sardines. It's one of the few bits of river still deep enough for hippos to submerge, and there are now around 800 animals living cheek by jowl.
Tempers fraying, two hippos rear up at each other.
The beachmaster struggles to keep a lid on things.
Water sprays up as the hippos thrash about in an effort to find a space to themselves.
One troublemaker just won't let it drop. He's cruising for a bruising.
He opens his mouth as wide as it will go, antagonizing another hippo. The two clash head to head.
Ears cocked, head high, the boss bull is a terrifying sight. But is his rival convinced?
His rival rears up once more.
Maybe the beachmaster's days are numbered.
His rival charges out of the water, spray flying up on all sides of him.
But now the opponent's on the run again, and on dry land, there's nowhere to hide. As the other bulls settle back in their seats, the beachmaster prepares for round two.
Dripping wet, he stands erect, saliva streaming from his mouth.
The contenders square up for a real showdown, dribbling with anticipation at the front and more dung flying from the back.
The tail is wagged furiously, spraying dung on all sides. The two hippos eye each other hesitantly.
The new boy makes the first move, but he keeps his head down and doesn't look too confident.
Suddenly, he charges towards the beachmaster, who opens his mouth wide in retaliation. The new boy backs off.
The beachmaster holds his ground. It's time to show that no one kicks sand in his face.
The two clash, and with gaping mouth, the beachmaster forces back his opponent. Mouths lock in battle once more as each hippo tries to wedge his lower jaw under the others.
A victor emerges. The beachmaster has won the day.
Battle over, he lumbers off.
Time for the beachmaster to claim the perks of his position. First pick of the hundreds of females. This river horse is riding high. He's made it through another year, and now he'll get the chance to father many more babies. This is still his place in the sun. He's the master of Hippo Beach.
With one last stretch of his cavernous mouth, he settles back down into the water.
Thank you.